Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is of course February the 1st, and I want to quickly mention two things. Number one, full album February. It's something I've been putting on social media, so please check it out. Every day this month, I resolve to listen to a full album in its correct order all the way through each day. I asked for suggestions to create a calendar for the month of albums that perhaps passed us by, or bands that should have been bigger, maybe albums from megastars that are often overlooked for the bigger name records, that sort of thing. Please look for Vintage Rock Pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Just click the community tab on YouTube to see the whole month's list of albums. Then each day I'll post the album and who nominated it, so you can join in too. Please leave your thoughts in the comments below. Thought it'd be a bit of fun to do. And secondly, of course, make sure you've listened to Monday's big interview show, episode 80, with former Sex Pistol, original member. He was there through the Anarchy Tour, the swearing on live TV, the reunion in 96 and more, Glenn Matlock. Give it a listen once you've finished this one. But back to matters at hand then. February the 1st, 1964, the Beatles hit number one in the US with I Wanna Hold Your Hand, and Beatlemania well and truly takes off. On this day in 1988, the Cars officially disbanded. It came after an arduous year of touring and recording. They do reunite in 2011 for an album and a tour, but part ways for good after that. On this day in 1979, Blondie's Heart of Glass topped the UK singles chart. It was the first of six number one singles over here for Debbie Harry and the band. And on the TV on this day in 1985, the Eagles' Glenn Frey made his acting bow on Miami Vice. The episode is based on his song Smuggler's Blues. But for our main show today, we're looking at the release of a mega album on this day in 1972. Yes, on this day, 51 years ago, Neil Young released his seminal work, Harvest. It became the biggest selling album in the US of 1972 and contained the number one single, Heart of Gold. With me today to tell a fascinating story behind the record is Pantheon Podcast Network co-founder Peter Ferrioli.
More Born! In December of 1971, Graham Nash was invited to Broken Arrow Ranch, just south of San Francisco on the coast of California, in a little town called Half Moon Bay. It was a day where producer Elliot Mazur would be putting the final touches of mixing and mastering on Neil Young's album Harvest. He had spent the previous year recording with Neil and the band The Stray Gators. As Crosby, Stills, and Nash were part of the project, a year after the band had broken up, Graham Nash was ready to listen to the final album mixes. As Graham arrived and headed towards the studio on the ranch, Neil called to him, "Hey Graham, down here, get in the boat." Looking at the rowboat and the lake on the property, Graham was quite confused. And Neil had said, "Hey, get in, we're going to the middle of this lake." As they rowed out to the middle of the lake, Graham assumed that Neil had brought along a cassette player and headphones with him to listen to the final mixes. As they reached the middle of the lake, Graham could all of a sudden hear the sounds of the song Words blasting across the property. And he thought to himself, oh no, his entire left house of the ranch property is his left speaker, and the entire barn on the ranch has his right speaker. And I heard the album Harvest coming out of these two incredibly large loudspeakers that were louder than hell. It was unbelievable. Producer Elliot Mazur came down to the shore of the lake and he yelled out to them on the boat, how was that, Neil? Neil paused for a moment and yelled, more barn! This story floated around for near three decades as a rumor. And then in the mid-1990s, a member of the Neil Young fan club, the Rusties, created a t-shirt with the phrase, more barn. 20 years later, in 2016, in an interview, Neil finally admitted the story and spoke about the incident. In his words, well, it's a funny little thing that happened that one day, and it keeps growing and getting crazier. I had the left speaker, a big speaker, set up in my house with the windows open. And I had the PA system that we used to rehearse and record in the barn where we recorded the songs Alabama and the song Words and a couple other things over there playing in the right-hand channel. So we were sitting there in between them on a little lake, and that's what we were doing. Yeah, when I think back, if I did yell, more barn, then it probably was a little house heavy. So during this 50th anniversary, as you listen to Neil's number one all-time selling album, with his two biggest commercial hits, Old Man and Heart of Gold, always remember, you are hearing how this album was mixed while sitting in a rowboat in the middle of a lake.
A big thanks to Peter Ferrioli, co-founder of Pantheon Podcast Network, of which Vintage Rock Pod is, of course, a very proud part of. Check out all the other amazing music podcasts the network carries. I've been honoured to be joined on the Vintage Rock Pod by so many other hosts from shows like The Ugly American Werewolf in London, Who Cares About the Rock Hall, About Man and God and Law, Rock and Roll Archaeology, History and Five Songs with Martin Popov, Stephanie and Stephanie Talk Tunes, Shout Out Loudcast, What's Hot in Strip Clubs, and many more. Check them all out. There really is something for everyone. But that's it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.